here at 9:53 as we get ready for the Martin Luther King Jr. week of events. Really, it starts the next Saturday, January 19th, with the MLK Jr. Community Celebration, 4 to 6 p.m. at Peace Memorial Auditorium. And I go back to Rachel Shivers here about just the importance of this. And, you know, obviously Dr. King's words still ring true here today in 2019.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that we wanted to really highlight about our community celebration is that it is a real celebration of the diversity in our community. And even here in Manhattan, Kansas, it's surprising sometimes to realize how segregated we still are. There are many spaces that are all white spaces or all black spaces. And our committee itself and our celebration and events are really a time to come together as a community across those what can be sometimes dividing lines. And so you'll see that at our celebration. We have a joint choir from the Bethel AME Church and the First Congregational UCC Church. We will have students, diverse students from Job Corps and Alpha Kappa Alpha helping us out there. And just serving on the committee in general is a great way to build relationships in our community. I did want to mention that our website is mhk-mlk.org, and so that's a good place to refer to find our events and also to contact us if you'd like to become involved in the committee.
Okay. Easy to remember. MHK-MLK kind of has a nice flow to it. We also have, you mentioned the prayer breakfast here, and I know we want to highlight that. That's actually on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the 21st.
Oh, yeah. We have a long-standing relationship with the Sheridan at Four Points. We've had a diverse and very interesting group of people that talked last year with the county attorney. This year we're going to be speaking with – our speaker will be David L. Griffith, Sr., former K-State dean, and a local influence that's been – has done a lot here.
All right. So that starts at 8 o'clock that morning. $10 for the optional breakfast buffet here, and the title of the talk, I guess, is Responding to the Dream.
Yes. We have a long history of people that have been through been in Manhattan a long time, have seen the King visit, have been affected and benefited and passed that on, which is very amazingly interesting.
Yeah, thanks. And it's really important to our committee that at our events we don't just, quote, remember Dr. King, but that we really reflect on how we can all personally take action and responsibility to continue to further that work of economic and racial justice.
You know, I think maybe the best thing of all here is going to be that day of service here on the 26th. You know, that's just so important. I think community service is so needed, and the importance of teaching young people that as well.
Yeah, we're really excited, and this is a great way for, again, volunteers across the community, all different backgrounds. Everyone can serve, right? That was one of Dr. King's main pillars. And so really putting that into action and building upon those events. Something else I want to be sure to mention is, so we kind of have this week of community events in the Manhattan community starting next Saturday, the 19th. And then we also have a variety of on-campus events at Kansas State as well, starting the week of the 26th. So we're really kind of moving into really two full weeks of celebrating, honoring, moving forward, as Rachel said, with Dr. King's legacy. So would encourage folks to come out to many of those events and to get involved and to move forward with Dr. King and what he wanted for our communities.
Okay.
I did have a quote. One of the people that attend on that Saturday at the Peace Memorial Auditorium, we'll get a chance to hear some of the students tell about the works that they've created. And one of the little winners from third through fifth grade, she had a quote here I'd like to read. It's really cool. Tying in with we may all have come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And she said, in her interpretation, this means that we all are Americans from different backgrounds, but we all have the same ambitions and goals. If we all work hard, we'll make a difference for the world and our one country. Just like people on a boat work towards the same destination. And this little girl is 9 years old and Ethiopian American. So, it's really cool listening to what the younger voices say. And you get a chance to do that on that Saturday. So we encourage you to come out and see the art and hear the words.
Yeah. There's hope for the next generation, isn't there? It really is. I don't know if we got too much to this. The laying of the wreath, though, on Friday, the first here. Have we talked about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a tradition that's been held on the K-State campus for many, many years. There's a bust of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. right in front of Ahern Fieldhouse where he had spoken, over 50 years ago now. And so that's another way to honor him on the K-State campus. Everyone from the community is welcome.
Okay. Lots of exciting events coming up here. And again, where can people find more information?
Our website is mhk-mlk.org, and then we also do have a Facebook page, which is called Manhattan MLK Junior Committee.
All right.
Something new this year that we're going to be trying with this.
Well, that's right. We're going to Facebook Live both the events, the community celebration and the prayer breakfast, so you can be able to watch it, but we really prefer you to come out there.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for coming out and highlighting this. Such a great week of events coming up starting next Saturday. Dave?
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by.